堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes.
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello.I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。Direct Computer 公司的 Stanton 先生上次跟咨询顾问 Tate 女士会面，听取了她的建议以后，和本公司的主管人员商定要采纳这些建议，把储运业务承包给他人，并且让供应商到储运中心来设点生产。主管企业事务的领导小组可以称为 Executive Group。 Executive Group。 Executive is spelled E-X-E-C-U-T-I-V-E。 现在Stanton 先生已经来到了 Tate 女士的办公室，我们这就去参加他们的讨论。请边听边想这个问题， Direct Computers 公司要怎么样改变运作方式？
Well, have you had time to think over what we talked about?
I made time. I've spoken with our executive group.
And did you reach a conclusion?
We've concluded that we have prospered by change. We can't be scared of it now.
So you want to outsource your distribution?
Yes, and we want to have a supplier at a hub.
I must say, I'm surprised.
I am too. We'll have a trial period and see how it works.
Tate 女士一见 Stanton 先生，马上想了解他们公司有没有好好考虑自己上次提出的建议。我们再听一遍他俩的对答，请特别注意 Stanton 先生怎么说。
Well, have you had time to think over what we talked about?
I made time. I've spoken with our executive group.
Tate 女士问，她有没有时间仔细考虑他们上次的建议呢？仔细考虑就是 think over. 而 Stanton 先生的回答是 I made time.意思是我设法挤出时间来了，抽空或者挤出时间，用英文表达就是 make time。 既然刚才 Stanton 先生说他已经抽空和主管们谈了， Tate 女士马上追问他们有没有得出结论，我们听听他怎么问。
And did you reach a conclusion?
他说 Did you reach a conclusion? Reach a conclusion意思是得出结论。Conclusion is spelled C-O-N-C-L-U-S-I-O-N。 Conclusion 是名词，而动词做出结论是 conclude。C-O-N-C-L-U-D-E。Conclude。我们听听 Stanton 先生的回答，请特别注意其中的conclude。
We've concluded that we have prospered by change.
他说他们总结出他们的企业是通过改变经营方式而生意兴隆的。生意兴隆用英文说就是 prosper， P-R-O-S-P-E-R prosper。 我们继续听他们从而进一步得出的结论是什么。
We've concluded that we have prospered by change. We can't be scared of it now.
既然他们是由于改变而发达的，所以现在也不能怕变。听了这话， Tate 女士做出什么推测了呢？我们再往下听。
So you want to outsource your distribution?
Yes, and we want to have a supplier at a hub.
Tate 女士猜出他们要把储运业务承包给其他企业了。Stanton 先生告诉他，他们还要让供应商到储运中心设点生产。我们听听他俩对 Direct Computers 领导层的决定有什么反应。
I must say, I'm surprised.
I am too. We'll have a trial period and see how it works.
公司的决定出乎佩特女士和 Stanton 先生的意料。Stanton 先生说，他们将试行一个阶段，看看是不是行得通。Have a trial period and see how it works. Trial period 就是试验阶段。See how it works 这句话常常用在试验新事物的时候。其他类似的话还有
Let's see how it works.
Let's see how it goes.
Let's see how it flies.
接下来请大家再听一遍这段讨论，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案。
How will direct computers change?
Well, have you had time to think over what we talked about?
I made time. I've spoken with our executive group.
And did you reach a conclusion?
We've concluded that we have prospered by change. We can't be scared of it now.
So you want to outsource your distribution?
Yes, and we want to have a supplier at a hub.
I must say, I'm surprised.
I am, too. We'll have a trial period and see how it works.
现在请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的应答。
How will direct computers change?
They will outsource the distribution and have a supplier at the hub.
Stanton 先生和 Tate 女士接着要讨论怎么着手来做。他们一致认为不可能什么都同时进行，务必把注意力集中在最急需解决的问题上，那就是降低储运费用。所以他们的第一个任务就是找到合适的储运业务公司。好，我们继续参加他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。 Stanton 先生首先该做什么？
Now we need to identify the most qualified distribution company for outsourcing.
And the most appropriate supplier to bring in-house.
You may not want to do everything at the same time.
No, we'll take this step by step.
You don't want to do a half-baked job.
The most immediate problem is reducing distribution costs.
I agree.Let's do our homework on distribution firms.
Once that's underway, we can focus on the suppliers.
佩蒂女士和 Stanton 先生手头有好多事儿得做，他们要确定哪些公司是承包 Direct Computers 公司储运业务的最佳选择，还得找到最适合到储运中心设点生产的供应商。我们再听一次他俩是怎么说的。
Now we need to identify the most qualified distribution company for outsourcing.
And the most appropriate supplier to bring in-house.
我们听到他们说要找到最好的储运公司。储运公司是 distribution company. Distribution company. 这个词组还可以解释为运输公司。他们也要确定哪个供应商最适合到他们的设施内设点生产。公司或者厂家把外面的人请到自己的设施内常住，以方便业务往来的做法，用英文说就是 bring somebody in house. Bring in house. 他俩接着谈起怎么样开展这些工作，我们往下听。
You may not want to do everything at the same time.
No, we'll take this step by step.
Kate 女士提出，他们不可能一切都同时开始做。Stanton 先生说 ,we'll take this step by step. 就说他们要一步步的进行。Step by step, 意思是一步步的或者按部就班的。还有其他的说法也有类似的意思。
Let's do this little by little.
Let's do this bit by bit.
Step by step, little by little, bit by bit, 都表示逐步的、逐渐的。我们听几个包括这些短语的例子。
You can't do everything at the same time.
I know. I'll take this step by step.
I'm impressed with Direct Computer's growth.
We've grown, little by little.
How have you become the leader in the field?
Bit by bit, we've become the leader.
现在请你根据自己的情况回答下面的问题，然后参考一下我们的答案。当然可以有好多不同的回答。
How has your English improved?
Little by little.
让我们接着听佩德女士还怎么样评论他们的工作。注意里面有短语 half-baked job. H-A-L-F half B-A-K-E-D baked.原来的意思是烤得半生不熟的，有点像中文的俗语煮家生饭，常常用来形容某种未经考虑成熟的想法或者尚未完成的工作。我们听听 Tate 女士怎么说。
You don't want to do a half-baked job.
她说他们不希望在做这些工作的时候有始无终。我们再听两个使用 half-baked 这个形容词的例子。
That was a really half-baked job.
No more half-baked ideas, please.
那么，究竟目前他们直接面临的问题是什么呢？他们打算采取的第一步是什么？我们再往下听。
The most immediate problem is reducing distribution costs.
I agree. Let's do our homework on distribution firms.
Stanton 先生说他目前直接面临的问题是降低储运费用。The most immediate problem, 意思就是最急需解决的问题。Kate 女士同意他的看法并且说 Let's do our homework on distribution firms. 这里的 do our homework on, 意思是做有关什么的案头调查研究工作。当储运业务的承包工作已经在具体进行之后，他们的下一步骤是什么呢？我们继续听，注意 underway 这个词。Underway is spelled U-N-D-E-R-W-A-Y. 它的意思是正在进行的，已经开始的。
Once that's underway, we can focus on the suppliers.
他说一旦降低储运费用的工作上了轨道我们就能把精力集中在供应商方面了。他们刚才的讨论中好几次用到形容词的最高级例如最合格的运输公司。
Now we need to identify the most qualified distribution company for outsourcing.
还有最合适的供应商。
And the most appropriate supplier to bring in-house.
以及最急需解决的问题。
The most immediate problem is reducing distribution costs.
现在请你假设自己是为 Direct Computers 公司提供咨询服务的顾问。请回答他们提出的问题。注意在你的答复中使用最高级形容词。答完以后再参考一下我们的应答。
Which distribution company should we use?
The most qualified distribution company. Which supplier should we bring in-house?
The most appropriate supplier. Which problem should we begin with?
The most immediate problem.
接下来请大家再听一遍他俩的这段讨论考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What will Mr. Stanton do first?
Now we need to identify the most qualified distribution company for outsourcing.
And the most appropriate supplier to bring in-house.
You may not want to do everything at the same time.
No, we'll take this step by step.
You don't want to do a half-baked job.
The most immediate problem is reducing distribution costs.
I agree. Let's do our homework on distribution firms.
Once that's underway, we can focus on the suppliers.
现在请大家根据听到的内容回答下面的问题。 答完以后再参考一下我们的答案。
What will Mr. Stanton do first?
Identify top candidates for distributing the computers.
Kate 女士要提醒 Stanton 先生，他们降低储运费用并且缩短电脑装配时间的工作要有一个衡量进展的标志。他用了 milestone 这个词， milestone 的意思是里程碑，它的拼法是 milestone。 他俩都一致认为任何第一次尝试的事儿都不可能完美无缺。好，我们接着听他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，衡量工作进展的标志为什么十分重要？
It's also important to have milestones.
To measure our progress.
Right. To see if we've progressed.
There's progress if our costs go down.
And if the assembly speeds up.
The first time around, everything may not work out.
We may have to adjust our plans.
So be it.We'll check our progress and make changes as needed.
Kate 女士说，设立衡量进展的标志也很重要。我们再听一次。
It's also important to have milestones.
To measure our progress.
他俩在这段谈话中反复使用了名词 progress 和动词 progress。两个词的拼法都是 P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S， 但是它们的重音不同。名词 progress 重音在第一个音节 P-R-O 上面，动词 progress 重音在第二个音节 G-R-E-S-S 上面。 progress 是不可数名词，所以没有复数形式。例如在刚才听到的那句话里，
To measure our progress.
Kate 女士为了强调又复述了 Stanton 先生的意思。注意她用动词 progress.
Right. To see how much we've progressed.
她说是为了看看我们有多少进展。Stanton 先生表示赞同并且加以具体说明。注意她用了什么词性的 P-R-O-G-R-E-S-S。
There's progress if our costs go down.
他说，要是我们的成本降低了，我们就是有进展。他用了名词 progress。我们再听听 Tate 女士还补充说明什么。注意，她也用了名词 progress。
We'll check our progress and make more changes.
他说，我们要检验我们的进展，并且进一步改变现有的运作方式。现在请大家根据刚才听到的内容回答问题，请注意在你的答复中正确使用名词 progress 或者动词 progress。 答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
What does a milestone measure?
It measures progress. What have we done if our costs go down
We've progressed.
What will we check to measure success?
We'll check their progress.
刚才 Stanton 先生说，降低成本意味着工作有进展。Kate 女士补充说明什么？
And if the assembly is speeding up.
她说，装配速度加快也说明工作有进展。他用 speed up 表示加快。好，再听听他俩对首次试行有什么估计。
The first time around, everything may not work out.
他说首次试行不可能一切圆满。我们再听听 Tate 女士的想法。
We may have to adjust our plans.
他认为他们可能不得不调整计划。我们再来听听 Stanton 先生对这有什么反应。
So be it.We'll check our progress and make more changes.
他说 so be it, 意思就是就这样吧。 这是表示接受可能必须做调整。他还说，要检查进展，并且做出更多的改变。好，让我们再听一遍他俩的这段讨论，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
Why is a milestone important?
It's also important to have milestones.
To measure our progress.
Right, to see if we've progressed.
There's progress if our costs go down.
And if the assembly speeds up.
The first time around, everything may not work out.
We may have to adjust our plans.
So be it. We'll check our progress and make changes as needed.
接下来请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再参考一下我们的答案。
Why is a milestone important?
To measure progress.
接下来请大家从头至尾再听一遍他们今天的全部讨论，复习一下今天学到的词句短语。
Well, have you had time to think over what we talked about?
I made time. I've spoken with our executive group.
And did you reach a conclusion?
We've concluded that we have prospered by change. We can't be scared of it now.
So you want to outsource your distribution?
Yes, and we want to have a supplier at a hub.
I must say, I'm surprised.
I am too. We'll have a trial period and see how it works.
Now we need to identify the most qualified distribution company for outsourcing.
And the most appropriate supplier to bring in-house.
You may not want to do everything at the same time.
No, we'll take this step by step.
You don't want to do a half-baked job.
The most immediate problem is reducing distribution costs.
I agree.Let's do our homework on distribution firms.
Once that's underway, we can focus on the suppliers.
It's also important to have milestones.
To measure our progress.
Right. To see if we've progressed.
There's progress if our costs go down.
And if the assembly speeds up.
The first time around, everything may not work out.
We may have to adjust our plans.
So be it. We'll check our progress and make changes as needed.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要说的是怎么样告别。
I'm sorry, but I have to go.
Oh, stay a little bit longer.
Really, I can't. I have to get up early tomorrow.
告别的时候该说什么当然是情况而定，也得根据你和什么人在一起。你刚才听到的那段对话的双方似乎是朋友。是什么引导你做这样的猜测的呢？我们再听一遍。
I'm sorry, but I have to go.
Oh, stay a little bit longer.
Really, I can't. I have to get up early tomorrow.
那位先生说的那句挽留的话暗示了他俩的朋友关系。
Oh, stay a little bit longer.
还有好几种方式常常用来道别。
I'm sorry, I have to go.
I'm sorry, I have to leave.
I'm sorry I can't stay any longer.
I'm sorry, but it's time for me to go.
那位女士去意坚决，还提出了非走不可的原因。
Really, I can't. I have to get up early tomorrow.
这有可能是实情，但也可能只是借口。人们不想撒谎，但有时候编造个理由来推脱，比道出真情来得好。刚才那位女士还加上Really, 表示去意坚决。
Really, I can't. I have to get up early tomorrow.
人们常常用这些理由说自己得先走一步。
I have a lot of work to do. I have to feed my children. I have to catch the last bus.
说着告别，我们和各位告别的时候就要到了。
Miss Wei,How do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈。我们要和 Tate 咨询公司一起为一位新顾客解决业务上的难题。我是伟伟， 这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，微微改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，我们下次再见。